Once more. Hello. You thought I was going to be quiet because I got close to the mic, but then I screamed in your ears, so it's all good. I screamed in your ears. So, you know, sorry about that. Hi. Hello. It's me. How you doing? Doing okay? Cool. Me too. Oh, dude, I'm not going to lie. I'm in a weird space today. I'm in a weird space. Space. Dude, I'm in a weird space. Like I said, I'm a week behind you guys, so I'm sorry if this is how you were feeling last week. I'm here now, though, so I've arrived. I was in a weird space before I turned this on, and then I turn on the microphone, dude, and then I end up, just rolling with it, and I hear that intro, and it gets me pumped. It gets me thinking about everybody who listens to this thing every week, and, it gets me super stoked, dude. So, thank you for all of that. And, I don't know. It's been really cool having a routine through all this stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I make a lot of other stuff and, you know, I make music. I got music coming out on Friday, actually, along with all the other singles that I've been releasing during quarantine, which is a weird time to release things. But you know what? I had already planned on releasing it, so it's coming out into the world. And, you know, a mother doesn't get to choose her due date. What? So a mother doesn't get to choose her due date, and I don't get to choose when my songs are released, except for I have complete control over that. But in actuality, I just wanted to be able to release something during this time, because otherwise I felt like I would lose my mind. So anyway, that's what's really going on. But so yeah, no, I'm releasing music on Friday. I'm actually really stoked about this newest song that's being released. It's probably one of the better ones, I think, that I've made. So that's cool. Production wise, I think it's really, really slick. My mom actually helped me a lot with it, which is kind of cool. It's cool to be able to say that. Like, I guess it's not cool. Like, most people would say that your mom helping you on a track is not cool. But I'm not most people. I'm way better than most people. So, I love my mom, and she, helped me out a lot with this track. I ask her crazy questions, and she just goes, you know, she just gives me her honest opinion, and I freaking love it. Yeah, dude, I think the best way as a creative to actually, like, is not to ask your mom, because usually your mom doesn't give you the best opinion, but your mom's just going to build you up. But I think the best way as a creative to ask, like, I hope this doesn't sound like mean towards my mom, because I love my mom. Obviously, I said that like 500 times before this. But I think the best way as a creative in your field to grow is to ask people who don't know a lot about your field. And let me preface that with, my mom knows about music, obviously. But what I'm saying is that, like, she doesn't know how to produce. And none of my family does. I'm the only one who really knows how to make music or produce. Some of my family sings, but it's kind of my thing in my family. But the cool thing about it is, like, I loved asking her, you know, what, like, why do you like that? Or why do you not like that? And what, like, her opinion was. Wow, okay, sorry. Had another moment where the computer almost took a crap, and I saved it. I saved it by the bell, dudes. So anyways, sorry. That was why I got distracted there for a second, but I'm back in. I'm locked in on you, and you're the most important thing to me right now. You wanna know why? Because once more, the Feeling Podcast, that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to make you feel important, and I'm here to dance like a monkey. Dance like a monkey. That's what I'm here for, to entertain. And so I am locked in now. I am done with the tech podcast. I canceled that podcast, and we are now starting the Once More with Feeling Podcast. No, but no, I always ask my mom what she thinks about my, like, what songs and stuff like that. And I always like getting opinions from people who don't typically do what I do, because I think that they give you a more honest opinion and a more layman's term opinion, and they don't sit there and try and like use flowery language or I feel like they shoot more straight with you. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, they'll be like, I feel like this part's too loud, or it's too, or like, I can't explain it. They'll be like, I can't explain it. It's the best. That's when you know you're going to get the best, not advice, but the best, like, input is when they go like, I can't explain it. I can't explain it. It's just like, there's this thing where like, and then they say whatever it is and you're like, oh yeah, I know exactly what that is. I know how to fix it, but they don't know what that term is. And, yeah, anyways, I just think that's really cool. I think that's the best way, honestly, as a creative, to learn about getting better at something in your field. Once you reach a certain point, obviously for a while you need to learn how to do technical stuff in your field, but then like after a while, like if you're making anything for like the masses, I hate to say that because I'm not that big, obviously, if you're making anything for like, you know, whatever, and you want to reach multiple people, like the best way to do that is to ask people who are just regular people, not people who are like super techie, you know. I don't know, I feel like a lot of people want to get their stuff in front of like the most amazing, you know, producer around, and obviously that's important too. But I think you get a lot of value out of just showing a regular person and be like, hey, what do you think about this? And keeping an open mind and not getting butthurt if they actually say something. That took a long time for me. Not getting butthurt about things that like, oh, I just don't like the way that sounds. Like, well, it's really important to me. I spent hours on it. I'm like, well, yeah, but if it sucks, it sucks. So it doesn't matter how long you spent on something. If it sucks, it still sucks. And that sucks because you feel that more because you're like, obviously, because you spent so long on it and whatever, but no one cares. It either is, it's either good or it's bad. It doesn't matter how long you spent on it, dude. It's true. That's some real stuff right there. But anyways, I don't know. I think my stuff's pretty good. It doesn't matter what I think. No, I'm just kidding. It totally matters what I think because it's my stuff. No, but I don't know, man. I'm excited about this new release on Friday. It's cool. I'm excited to put more music out. I've been really busy with this kind of stuff, making videos and doing stuff like this. It's kind of a new avenue for me. So I haven't been working on music as much since quarantine hit. Because one of my goals in music was to work with more people, and obviously, you know, opened a studio and, no one's in the studio except for me. So it's just me. But it's cool. If that's the biggest problem I got during this quarantine, whatever, you know what I mean? People are dealing with bigger stuff, but it is a little peculiar, studios are meant to have people in it, and it's just me. But you know what? I make a podcast now, dude, and now you're in this podcast with me, so I'm incepting you into this, and that's a thing. So now you're here with me, and I feel less alone, and that's what I'm here to thank you for. That's basically what I wanted to say. Was all of that to say is that I have music releasing on Friday that I'm very excited about, and also, thank you guys for listening, man. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for showing support on the little clips I post everywhere. Thank you, you know, for those of you who've been like, man, I binged everything from day one at this point. These things are really funny, and you know, all the little comments on all the little, you know, the gifts and stuff I throw into this thing. It takes a lot of time to make this thing, but I've been having a lot of fun learning how to make it and how to be funny during, you know, doing this. And I've been, honestly, it's been a huge relief for me. Among all of my, I know I joke on this thing a lot and whatever, and it's true, but like it's been a huge relief for me to come on here and be able to joke and not have to just take everything so heavy, dude. Everything's so heavy right now, man, and it's cool to just come on here and have a good time. So anyways, it's been fun. A monologue over. That's actually what the new song on Friday is called. It's called Monologue Over. It's exactly what it's called. Monologue Over. The song's in black and white. Okay, if you didn't get that joke, then you might want to just tune out. Because obviously songs cannot be in black and white. Dude, I got way too serious way too early on this podcast. So we're going to see what happens at this point. That was me clearing my brain. That was me clearing the cache in my brain. Dude, honestly, you want to know what's been getting me down this week? I don't have any stress purchases. Well, I do kind of have a stress purchase this week. Maybe we'll get to that. But basically, dude, I've become just a tech person. That's what I do now. This is a tech podcast, and this is a tech. I create tech now. That's what I do. I create tech like Tony Stark. That's what I do. That's what I do now. But in reality, though, like, dude, honestly, it's just like, at this point, I've been making so much content, and this is so boring. But you want to know what? I'm going to talk about it anyways because it's about my life, and this the once more feeling is about my feelings. No, not really though. But I have been to just like dealing with like hard drives and like computer stuff and just so much things that like that we talked about a long time ago on this podcast. And those of you who are day one people will understand that I am not a tech person. I just have more patience than most people. So I have more patience and I can Google like a 3,000-year-old wizard. I can Google like a 3,000-year-old wizard. If you don't understand that fact, then you need to go back to day one and understand that fact that I am a 3,000-year-old wizard on a mountain when it comes to Google. And so I will be able to find anything on Google. Do I understand what the thing is? No, I don't understand it because I'm not that smart. But I can find anything on Google because I'm amazing at Googling. Some people cannot Google. They don't know how to Google. They type in things and like, I can't find it because they type in the weirdest thing for the thing they're trying to search for. And I'm really good at Googling. But I also have, again, don't have patience, actually. That's a bad way to put it. If I ever said that, that's not true. Don't have patience. I have zero patience. What I do have is persistence. And that is such a small difference, but it's very important for this because the reality is that, patience is like people who are super nice and that's the way I see it. But and that's all that matters is the way I see it. It's my truth and my truth is the truth on this podcast. But yeah, so my truth is basically that, people who are patient are actually patient. You know what I mean? Like you're actually... Like you're a sweet old lady. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the way I see it. It's like if you're patient, you're a sweet old lady at heart, at least whether you're a man or a lady, it doesn't really matter. But if you're patient, you're a sweet old lady and you're willing to like listen to a child when they're like, hey, you know, I have this feeling and I think about this and they say some wacky thing that makes no sense and you just have the patience to sit there and explain it to them. I don't have that. I mean, I like kids, but I don't have that. I like kids because they're crazy and they're fun and they say weird stuff and they have no filter and that's fun and they're unadulterated and cool. Anyways, I like kids. What was I gonna say about that? Kids are cool. Wow. Where did I literally went to kids are cool. That's what I was saying. Oh, patience. Yeah. Patience, dude. I don't have patience. I also have no attention span apparently. But no, I don't have patience. I'm not a sweet old lady. Like that's not me. I'm persistent as hell. So like the thing is, all you have to do is get me emotional about a topic and then I'm like, it's it. That's it. I'm done. I'm in. I'm in for life, dude. I'm in until like I figure out how to fix the problem or one of us dies. I don't know. One of us is going to die or I fix the problem. That's it. Yeah. So anyway, ASMR. Dude, for real though. So persistent. And it's like not always a good quality because sometimes I'm like a bulldog and I grab onto a problem and I'm just like, and I can't let it go. But I should let it go and I don't let it go. And so that's me in a nutshell. I'm inside of a nutshell. Let me out, please. Let me out of the nutshell. Okay. Yeah. So anyways, that's basically what I've been doing lately is like, I have so much video files from all this stuff and from other videos I've been making and from like content I've been creating. And so then now I'm like, I have so much stuff. Where do I put it? And so now I'm basically, this is a tech podcast where I talk about storage solutions and, you know, man, I don't know what can I say? It's a tech podcast. And yeah, man, I've been essentially Googling hard drives all week and that kills my soul. So believe it or not, I'm a creative. Like I literally, like sometimes I look at the things that I do all week and I'm like, dude, really? I thought you were, call yourself some sort of creative. You say you're a creative person, and literally all you did all week was look up freaking hard drives. So yeah, so it's cool. I'm Googling internet computer stuff, and I'm basically getting crushed by that, but it's all good, you know. It's all good. Yeah, you know, turning my pain into content. dude, what am I even saying, man? I don't know. That's the other thing. I don't know. Dude, this thing right here. Wow. Don't know where things are in my life. This thing right here, dude, this thing, is freaking awesome. Just cursed. It's cool. Try not to curse on those podcasts. Just said the worst curse word. Not sure if that's the worst one. Not going to try and find out. But yeah, dude, that thing, I love that. I love that thing, dude. I love it. The little, that thing. It's this little glowing orb behind me if you're just listening. And if you're just listening, you should definitely watch on YouTube. But also, you know, you could listen. It's okay. That's fine. You know, sometimes you just have ear holes and not eye holes to be, you know, occupied with. And you can just listen to my soothing molasses falls. But yeah, dude, so I have this little air diffuser, and it's like probably my favorite purchase I've ever bought in my life. It basically held me together during this quarantine. Has an essential oils diffuser essentially held me together. Essential oils essentially holding me together during this quarantine. Yeah, for sure. It's completely kept my mental state together. I don't know why, but if that thing dies, I don't know, man. way too much of my, I'm just saying way too much of my mental state lately has been completely impinging on what scent is in that diffuser. And that's a real fact. And so it was a $10 purchase on Amazon. And if you can afford it, I'm telling you right now, get some lavender essential oils and hook that bad boy up, dim the lights and start to sniffing, dude. Start sniffing, man. I'm telling you. Start sniffing those oils, and I'm telling you, you're gonna be hooked. I'm just telling you. But the good thing is that it's not one of those drugs that you have to keep going and buying and stuff like that, and spending a bunch of money and ruining your life on, because you don't need to do that. Because I have the same essential oil bottle for like literally months, and they cost like $10 for like a pack of like six. So I've had the same oils for forever. So you won't lose all of your money to this new addiction that I'm hooking you on, but you will be addicted. This is what I'm trying to tell you. And that's, I might get you hooked on things like memes and scents, but what I will do is I'm going to look you in the eye and I'm going to tell you on the front end. Okay. Some other guy who's dealing you something, like some other bad drug, he's not going to tell you, man. He's not going to shoot straight from the hip like, hey, man, you do heroin once, you might get hooked. Okay? I'm telling you on the front end, this is going to be a problem for you. You can jump in or you can choose to stay on the sidelines. But what I full disclosure that thing, and I feel like that is not looked at enough. Memes, for sure, problem for the rest of your life. Memes? The memes that I deal, dude? Whew, uncut? Uncut, dude. When I said uncut, I actually thought about the movie Uncut Gems, and did it make me mad because I actually wasted my life watching that movie? Yes. Oh, man. Ragingly mad. Literally, there's certain words now that trigger the fact I get triggered now. That's a thing that I can actually say in real life, that I get triggered. And when I hear uncut or gems, I think of Uncut Gems, and it triggers me into a rage because I watched that movie and it was a waste of my life. It's 2 hours. I'll never get back. And everyone thinks it's the artsiest, coolest thing they've ever seen in their entire lives. And I swear, fight me on it, dude. I will put on a hazmat suit so therefore we can fight during this COVID process. And I will wear a hazmat suit and I will fist fight you in the street over Uncut Gems. It is terrible. And you know what? I love Adam Sandler. And so it's nothing about him or whatever. He actually acted his butt off in that movie. The acting was great. The writing is crazy weird. And the music makes no sense. And I know that's one of the main reasons why people like it, is that they like the music and they think that it's so innovative and cool. But I'm telling you right now, it's Robert De Niro in space. That was the first freaking podcast I did on this thing. Robert De Niro in space is Uncut Gems. And if you want to fight about it, I will buy us both hazmat suits. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now, if you want to fight about it, that's fine. The lights went out because the lights go out on this podcast sometimes. Because you want to know something else, dude? I can't control it. I can't control the lights. I control that light, the one that's lighting my face. That's it. And I control that moody light right back there. And I control this little dude, this little diffuser that is holding my mental state together. I control those three lights. Those are the three lights I can do. And that's called three-point lighting. That's what I control. And I try and keep on the big lights to, you know, help with the mood, you know? Not keep it so dark, keep it a little light and airy. But you know what? Sometimes you just can't do it. Because they're on a timer and I can't turn the timer off. Yep. That's the reality. Do I refuse to just start with them off because I know they're going to turn off during the podcast? No. I let them turn off at some point during the podcast, which is terrible. But you know, that's what we do here at the Once Formed with Feeling podcast. That was earlier, what you were listening to was the daytime version, daytime television. Now we're doing the at night version. So at night. Yeah, dude. Anyways, you want to fight about Uncut Gems? I'll fight you in the streets. I'll take this to the streets in a hazmat suit. I don't care. I literally don't care. I will fight you on it. And I'll be right. And even if I lose the fight, I'll still be right. So it's whatever. Yeah, dude. But can you tell that my sanity is being held together by a essential oils diffuser yet? Because that's where I'm at. I'm not lying. This is Truth and Feelings podcast. I'm telling you right now. My sanity is being held together by that thing. And that's where we're at this week. I'm here to deliver where I'm at this week. And no more and no less. You know, that's all you can ask of me and that's all I can give. And in this relationship that we have together. Yeah, dude. But one of my favorite hobbies now is being a scent alchemist. That is my new hobby. I'm telling you right now, that's my new hobby. I take those little oils and I go, and I drip them into the diffuser and I make new scents. I take forest pine. Dude, recipe right now, scent recipe. Never thought I'd ever say that out loud in my life, but scent recipe right now, you want to know? Whether you want to know or not, if you're listening, you're going to know right now. One of the best scent recipes I've ever made in my life. Forest pine. Forest pine, amazing. Love it. It smells great. Smells so good. It makes me feel like I'm in a forest and Santa Claus is just giving me a hug. He's just, hey, it's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay.
That's what I feel like. Dude, yeah, that's how I feel when I listen to smell the forest pine scent one, but that's not all. Okay. You do forest pine. Now imagine you're walking. Here we go. I'm going to paint a picture for you. Okay. Imagine you're walking through a forest, you know, maybe in the Pacific Northwest, right? Where there's pines right by the beach. Okay. You're walking on the crest of the ridge, but you think you're walking, but you really feel like you're floating and you realize that what's actually going on is you're being caressed and held. You're floating and you're being caressed and held and so soft and warm and you're wondering why it feels so soft and warm. And you look up and you see a white dangly beard just hanging, just dangling. It's kind of tickling you on your face. The beard just starts tickling you on your face. It just starts tickling you. Tickling and tickling and tickling. And you're like, what's that? And you look up and your face, a jolly little face just looks down at you.
He's like, oh, it's going to be all right.
Santa Claus is holding you. And you smell the pines and you smell the fresh pines in the air. That's what it's like. Now, on top of that, he's holding you. He's caressing you. He's walking with you, okay? He's caressing you. You feel like you're floating. You're right by the beach. You're looking over the water. But you're really by on the crest of a ridge where the pine forest is. You smell the pines. And then you look down at the floor and you see a little bit of snow, just a little bit, you know, it's crisp, but just crisp enough so the warmth of Santa Claus's hug is worth it to just snuggle in closer, okay? Just enough crispness. You're not cold, it's just crisp. so the blanket feels even better. That's what it's like, okay? You're there, you're in the forest, you're smelling the forest, you're gliding along because Santa's just caressing you, dude. And he's carrying you, and then you look down, and you see just a little bit of frost on the ground, but you also see these purple. What is this purple that I see on the ground? What is this purple that is just... Dude, basically what I'm doing right now, by the way, is just a full-on meditation. You're in a meditative trance. That's what we're doing. But you just imagine, okay? Imagine Santa's just... You're right in the crook of his arm, being tickled by his beard. You're smelling the forest pine. You look down, you see the frost. And through the frost, you see these purple flowers just fighting through the winter. This is the end of winter, right? Where it's still a little bit of cold, but the spring is coming and the flowers are blooming and they're coming out. And you know what? You're smelling it and you're like, is that a hint of lavender? Oh, yes. Yes, it is. It is a hint of lavender. And you're smelling the lavender and the pine. You're like, oh, could this even get any better? Could it get any better than this? Being caressed by Santa Claus as I walk about along the crest of the Pacific Northwest. I was just being caressed by Santa Claus with the beard tickling me face. My face, I don't know. I turned Irish for a second there. Your face is being... You're a wee leprechaun. You're a wee leprechaun being caressed by Santa. And he's just... You're cuddling up to him. Right? And he's caressing you. And you smell the pines of the Pacific Northwest. And he's just cuddling you, telling you it's going to be all right. And you're walking down the Pacific... Up the crest of the Pacific Northwest. And he's holding you, and you smell the lavender, and you feel the Christmas of the air, and it just makes you cuddle Santa even harder. It makes you cuddle him even harder. And when you're cuddling him, and you smell the pine and the lavender, and you feel so relaxed, and nothing can get better than this, you smell some, just off far off, you hear a,
hey!
And Santa greets a man. And the man that he greets, he's a lumberjack in the forest. In the forest, He's just cutting down some trees to help build his cabin. Not deforestation, not deforestation at all. So he's planting other trees. I don't even know where this accent's going. I don't want to ditch it. He's planting other trees, okay? The guy's planting other... Forget that you're a wee leprechaun, but just keep that in the back of your mind because I can't keep that up. Okay, so you're a wee leprechaun being held by Santa on the Pacific Northwest. You're climbing up this crest. You smell the pines. You're being caressed, tickled by his beard. Tickled by his beard is such an important part. It's a vital part of this. Okay, you're being tickled by his beard. You smell the pines. The crispness make you cuddle Santa. Lean into it a little bit more. The lavender's popping up in the springtime. You're walking up the north. Santa greets, hello.
Oh, hello. Oh, hello.
Then he greets a man, and the man's cutting down a tree, but it's just for maintenance on his log cabin, and he's planting other seedlings right next to them, so they grow up, they sprout up, and you're just, oh, this is okay. This is okay. This is the way we should be using lumber. That's how you feel. Oh, lumber. And then and he invites you into his cabin, and what you smell inside there is just cedar. Just cedar. The whole thing is it's cedar wood. Desk. Right in the center, not even a desk, it's a huge just dining table where you're eating a meal that Santa prepared for you. That is what it's like to that is what it's like to have an essential oils diffuser during quarantine and put the recipe forest pine lavender fresh cut wood and cedar, the big four, that is what that feels like, dude. I'm telling you right now. And if you're having a hard time, dude, Amazon's got it, and they will ship. Jeff Bezos got your back on that one. He will send it to you for a fee, but you know, for a fee he'll send you that. Dude, oh man, Jeff Bezos will keep your mind together with an essential oils diffuser if you let him. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay. Wow. Thought this one might be a dud just because I came into it not knowing where I was going to go like I always do every single week. Definitely not. Definitely not a dud. you might feel some kind of way about Santa's beard tickling your face. Maybe you have a bad experience with Santa. I don't know. But what I'm trying to say is that this podcast, if nothing else, you're going to catch a vibe. ASMR. Dude, you're going to catch a vibe. You don't catch the Rona on this podcast, you catch a vibe. And I'm telling you right now that whether you like the vibe or not, Santa caressing you while you're a wee leprechaun in his arms and his beard is tickling your face while you walk up the Pacific Northwest with the forest pines in the air right at the end of winter towards the beginning of spring when the lavender flowers are popping up through the snow and a man greets you, a lumberjack in the woods, cutting down cedar to do maintenance on his cabin while he plants saplings. If that is not a vibe, then I don't know what is. And I don't know what is. That's a vibe, a straight vibe. And you might not like the vibe, the vibration, okay, as scientists call it. But it's a real vibe, okay? And I won't have it. I won't have you not understanding that, okay? It's a real vibe. And clearly my sanity. I'm already on the front of the car in this Mad Max situation. I'm on the front of the car. And on top of that, dude, I like it now. At this point, I like it. I'm on the front of the car and I like it. I am literally just, I feel like I feel like I'm Rose from the what's the freaking movie, the Titanic? I'm the queen of the world or whatever it is, dude. That's what I feel like at this point. I don't even feel like I've been strapped to that thing. I feel like I volunteered. That's what I feel like. Lost my mind and I like it, dude. Where'd it go? You think I know where that thing went, dude? I don't care, man. That was holding me down anyways. my mind was just holding me back, dude. I sound like one of the like Rogan podcasts where he talks it like where he's on like freaking LSD or something. Dude, no. Nah, man. Dude, I lost my mind. But it's cool though, because Santa's cuddled me. Santa's got my back, dude. It's all good. Dude, how y'all feeling about things reopening again? I just know by saying that, I just polarize the room. If there's more than one person listening to this in the same room, I just polarize the room by saying how you feel about things opening again. Because everybody feels some kind of way about it, man. And yeah, it's crazy. I don't know, man. He said, you want to know the thing that I know about reopening things? Here's the one thing that I know for sure, without a doubt, for sure, that I know. I'm glad I don't have to make that choice. Are you kidding me, dude? What an impossible choice. What an impossible choice. Anyway, dude, I don't want to dwell on that too much because I don't want to stress out too much. We're holding on to Santa right now. That's what we need to hold on to. But the second thing that I know, there's two things that I know. Okay. One thing is I'm glad I don't have to make that choice because that's crazy. And two, I'm not going to be the first person on the beach. Are you kidding me? I ain't going to the beach for forget summer, dude. I'll stay inside. This warm, complexion that you see, this olive skin, it's going to get pasty, dude. I'm going to get all sorts of pasty. I ain't going outside. No way, dude. You government gonna tell me that I can go outside? Okay, cool. But doesn't mean I'm going outside. All right, cool. Thanks for the permission. Doesn't mean I'm gonna do it. Just because you signed the permission slip doesn't mean I'm going on that field trip. Doesn't mean nothing, dude. That's what I'm trying to say. It doesn't mean anything. Daddy government can tell me whatever you want. I ain't going on the field trip, dude. Anyways, dude. Till we know what's going on, man. Nope. So. That's how I feel about that. That's the two things that I know for sure. Yeah. Might have polarized the room on that one. Don't care. Anyways. Dude, you know what's great? Is that I just freeform write down some notes before I do this thing. And, like, I leave little, like, red herrings in there for myself just to trip myself up. Why? Because self-sabotage? Why? Because I don't know. You'd think that I would want myself to succeed. But, you know, not always the case. I literally threw on this notes. I don't know what I'm doing. That was one of the bullet points that I put on the notes for this podcast. I don't know what I'm doing. And what was that? Was it an actual thing to talk about? No, it was not. Was it just something to mess myself up, self-sabotage? Possibly, probably. You know, was it stream of consciousness? Also probable. You know, why I didn't delete it? You know, definitely self-sabotage. You know, yeah, anyways. Dude, I'm gonna wrap this thing up, man. We got cuddled by Santa Claus, dude. I can't top that. I can't top Santa, dude. And if you think you're better than Santa, then you got some real issues you got to work through in therapy. If you think you're better than Santa, I can't be better than Santa. I gotta come up with something else next week, man. I can't be better than Santa. Okay? That's just reality. That's just the reality that you need to deal with. So anyway, I got new music coming out on Friday, man. And I'm really excited about it. And I really hope that you guys take a listen if you get a chance. You can look it up under my name, Rene Marino. And yeah, your boy's a double threat, dude. Your boy. He makes podcasts. Well, he's a triple threat. He makes podcasts. He dabbles in acting. You saw that in the black and white version of last week's podcast. And you know, your boy also makes music. So, your boy. Yeah, I got new music coming out on Friday, dude. Check that out if you can. That'd be awesome. And thank you in advance for all the love you've been sending on all of the other music that I've been putting out. That's awesome, dude. This podcast literally gives me a reason to wake up in the morning. So, wow, the level of drama with which I went to on that one is insane, but it's true, and I appreciate all the love you guys have been giving me on this thing and giving me all my music and all the creative endeavors that I've been jumping into lately. So I really appreciate that. And gosh, I think that's all I want to talk about. I just wanted to talk about Santa and my new music coming out. So yeah, y'all, thank you for all the love. It's been really great. If you haven't, please like, subscribe to however you're consuming this thing, whether it's podcast, YouTube, like the video, subscribe to it. That helps so much. I try not to have any ads on this thing. It's just me. I just want to add value to your life for a while. So if you want to subscribe or like or whatever it is to support, you know how to do those types of things now. I don't have to spoon feed you, but I really appreciate those of you who already have, those of you who are doing that right now as I say it. And man, I will catch you in the next one. Thank you for your support. Peace.
Once more. Repeat it. Again.